Welcome to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I am the host, Miss Mendes. On tonight's episode will be about 5 healthy habits of a wise woman. So, wisdom is an art, you know. People from all walks of life accumulated through experiences and life lessons. As a woman, wisdom is received differently from how others gain knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. A woman's intuition is almost like a sixth sense. It is the ability to combine one's emotions and intellect in a supernatural way. It is usually utilized when a woman can sense when something is wrong or off, which basically means not in sync. And she will usually seek to correct or discover what is wrong. So often when, you know, women take heed to their intuition, you know, they usually are right, and they usually discover certain things. Okay, so sometimes women who follow their intuition and have an emotional intelligence are at times met with sorrow, disappointment, or victory. So however, on tonight's show, I will be discussing the 5 healthy habits of a wise woman. Wisdom number 1. That would be to practice self-awareness. And I think that usually when a woman has a sense of self, you know, have self-love and has discovered her purpose in life, I feel that it leads to an underlining aspect as far as her being able to be conscious and to be present in, you know, her purpose and how, you know, she can go about, you know, making decisions and prioritizing things accordingly. You know, things that's dealing with on the outer layer of, you know, the external things that she have to deal with. But when it's more of an internal aspect, it's more of a fulfilling feeling. You know, when women have that self-awareness, you know, of what's going on, you know, around them, you know, as far as with their emotions, what they are feeling, what they are going through, and things of that sort. So, some of the things that I would recommend when it comes down to, you know, women developing that self-awareness and self-love and just being conscious and present, you know, in reality, I would say to don't project unresolved traumas, and don't project personal feelings, and don't project personal challenges onto other people. So those 3 things: don't project traumas, unresolved traumas, or personal feelings or challenges onto other people, because then it's like you stifle the aspect of you being able to be aware and allowing yourself to accept what is wrong and to correct what is wrong and to become a better person. So when you are taking into consideration your traumas, your feelings and the challenges that you're going through, and you're able to separate the two and deal with certain external factors separately from what's going on inside, that is a form of wisdom in itself, okay? And a level of awareness that a lot of times people are not conscious and aware of or even take the time in developing, okay? So now moving along to wisdom number 2. And that will consist of, don't make any assumptions or jump to conclusions. So, women that have social and emotional intelligence know that assuming or being opinionated or being definitive on, you know, a certain person or accusing a person is not the way to go, Okay, as a woman, as a young lady, it's always good to do your homework. And that homework consists of being able to seek clarity, to gain the facts of the matter, and to analyze a situation from an unbiased perspective. So basically, when you are articulating yourself, a part of social intelligence besides emotional, because once you have that in check, that's good. So you're dealing with the social aspect of it. So some of the things that you will want to be aware of, just one thing, especially when you are communicating with another person, instead of saying you are, or why you always, you might want to, express how you feel, give your opinion, and then ask the person what they think, because you're giving them a choice and you're not just cornering them to where their back's against the wall and they don't have the opportunity to be able to come back and to share their thoughts or be able to engage in a conversation with you. So a lot of times when you say you always or you are to another person, it makes them go into a defensive mode. And that's not something that you actually want. You want the person to be able to be engaging with you and to be present, which is most important, right? So you want to always seek the clarity that is needed and not make assumptions or jump to conclusions. And to always gain the facts of a matter rather than assume it, okay? Because as always, you're gonna embarrass yourself when you realize that, whatever you assumed or whatever conclusion you jumped to wasn't factual. It wasn't true, okay? So you don't want that to happen or lead into an embarrassing moment. And then to just analyze the situation from an unbiased perspective, meaning to just listen. Don't be able to be so quick to respond to the person or be thinking about what you're going to say versus active listening, okay? Which is very integral, plays an integral part in communication. Okay, a lot of times when you're just thinking about what you want to say, that is having a biased perspective because you're not considering the other person. So part of being having healthy habits as a wise woman is knowing when not to make assumptions or jump to conclusions, but to seek the clarity that is needed to move forward. Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to take a little break and I'll be right back. What we're listening to right now is John Coltrane, and this is his music. And right now we are playing On Green Dolphin Street. Okay, I am back. So another factor, wisdom number three, is to always be willing to persevere through challenges. Okay, wise woman knows that, in spite of what she's going through, to keep pushing forward. And usually what that looks like is having self-control of your thoughts and emotions. Always looking to be an innovative with others and to come up with solutions and ideas, right? And then another aspect is to remain optimistic about your challenges and don't ever give up. So when you are persevering, perseverance is acknowledging that, you know, failure is a part of success. And there's nothing to be or feel embarrassed about, but to know that you have to keep going through a period of trial and error in order to achieve or to accomplish the success that is very rewarding and self-satisfying, or not just self-satisfying, but, you know, is celebratory of the people around you as well, to see you succeed and to just be successful as, you know, a whole. Okay, so being able to have that discipline, control of your thoughts and emotions is a grand gesture of strength that any person can have and exude, especially when they are able to use emotional intelligence and social intelligence, which goes hand in hand, you know, and still being able to persevere through any challenges or awkward moments. Okay, so yes. And then to always look to innovative ideas and solutions, you know. So when you are persevering and you go through the period of trial and error, you when you're innovative or you're an entrepreneur, you come up with new ideas and solutions to be able to achieve certain outcomes and to be able to be innovative, start something new. Okay, and then lastly is to remain optimistic about your challenges and don't give up, meaning, you know, something may look as hard, it may not look as hard as it look, or sometimes it may be as hard as it may appear, but don't give up. You have to look for a solution, and instead of trying to overcome it, you want to be able to deal with the situation accordingly. Okay, and that looks like not running away from your problems, but being able to solve them and address them and taking one step at a time, just generally speaking. Okay, and then we're going to move along to wisdom number 4. Okay, and that is to focus on taking action to solve problems. Okay, so when you are a person that's reasonable and realistic, a lot of times, you know, instead of perpetuating the problem, you would immediately, as a young lady or woman, you know, seek a solution rather than add more to the problem. So what that looks like for a wise woman is, whereas a woman that's focusing on the action to solve a problem, is that that she doesn't dwell too long on the problem, which is a good thing. And she tries her best to maintain emotional intelligence in spite of whatever difficulty or frustration that can happen as a result of the problem. And then her being able to leave the uncertainty to fate, meaning as she take action, you know, that the necessary action that is needed, you know, she's allowing the ultimate outcome to just be to come into existence as far as how the Most High see fits when it says they're leaving the uncertainty to fate. Okay, and this is going to be a short, very short, sweet and broadcast. So, you know, for those who are listening on tonight's show, I thank you for listening. I just wanted to break that in, and I just want you to know that I truly appreciate you guys that's listening. And just a recap, that last week I did started a live session about what to expect in the 3 months, and it was a success. However, the audio may not be as clear as I expected it to be, but I am working on that. But if you are interested, you can call in live next week, Tuesday, and you can go off based off of the question title, or you can ask one question, and I'll be more than welcome to answer that question in particular. Also, in addition to that, I will also be taking donations. You can, if you do have a Cash App, you can always send to $ send to me, the number 2, and the way it's spelled, it's the $ C-E-N, and it's the number 2ME. Okay, and then for my PayPal, if you guys are interested in sending a donation on that day, it's C Mendez. Okay, and you can always send something there if you guys, if it's on your heart to send something, a donation. Okay, so now, last but not least, we're going into wisdom number 5. And what some women don't do is argue. They don't argue just to be heard. Okay, so a wise woman knows or learns what it is to agree to disagree with others or her partner. Okay, and as far as having autonomy, she's constructive with that rather than just being reckless and just argumentative and combative. Okay, so what this looks like in particular as far as her being able to have some autonomy is when she speaks to respond with clarity, active listening, rather than reacting with her emotions. Okay, so that's what autonomy looks like. When she feels comfortable responding with clarity, and being able to not react in emotional outbursts or things of that sort when arguing or be in a defense mode, okay? And then lastly is she knows when to excuse herself from someone who refused to understand or listen to her, okay? So that is something to, you know, think about. And as I went over tonight's show, it was about 5 things that entail wisdom in part from a woman or a young lady in particular, and how to conduct themselves. So once again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can always go to Blog Talk Radio and leave a comment. Okay, and once again, thank you for listening to the Memoirs of Her podcast. I hope that you have a wonderful night, and thank you. Bye-bye.